I will tell you before and both, it's not a very conventional schmooze. It's more hashkafa. I'm not sure if it's 100% mukhruch, but I think it's a tremendously powerful hashkafa and a very important one. And it's not mine. I'm glad to say it. The pasuk brings the first pasuk in Vayeshev Yaakov, and Yaakov sat be'eretz Meguri Aviv, be'eretz Kanaan. He sat in the lands of his, where his father lived, and there's Canaan. And without going through the rest of the Rashi, the very famous Rashi brings the old Nidrash Bo, Vayeshev, Bikesh Yaakov, Reshev B'Shalva. Yaakov wanted, he desired, he requested, he wanted to sit, live B'Shalva, with peace and tranquility. Right? That's what Vayeshev means. Right? What does Vayeshev mean? He sat. What do you mean he sat? He wanted Yishev Adas, he wanted to sit, relax, take it easy. Kofas Olav Rogzo Shel Yosef. So, as a response to that request, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed on him, made jump on him, that translation. Rogzo Shel Yosef, the anger, the problem, the terrible situation of Yosef at Tzadik. He lost his son for many years, to which, and he says, why is that? So Rashi says, Tzadikim mevakshim reishav b'shalva. Tzadikim want to sit and live in peace and tranquility, calmness. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hodayon l'tzadikim mashem mesukun lahem olam haba. Is it not enough for tzadikim, that which is ready for them, that which is set aside for them for olam haba? El shem mevakshim reishav b'shalva. But rather they want to, and they want to, at the same time, they want to sit, they request, they desire to sit b'shalva, mnuchas ha'nefesh, b'olam hazeh. They want both, they want the best of both worlds. Can't have it. That's what pashat seems to be. It's a little mud, but I don't know why not. You have both, why not? What's the big deal? Say, b'olam hazeh. You know, a guy, if he deserves it, you know, assuming a tzaddik deserves it, he's a nice guy, he's a big tzaddik, he's the Yerushalayim, he does all the mitzvahs. Like, yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu promises, Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh. That's Bechal is a little schwer. But I saw Rabbi Simcha Zisal asked two questions. Two very simple, but I think very powerful questions. His number one, he says, let me ask you, what do you think Reishav B'Shalva means for Yaakov Avinu? What does it mean? He wants to retire to Miami Beach. You know, he wants to sit on the boardwalk. You know, he wants to relax and suntan all day. He wants to go to the kosher movie theater if there's such thing exists. He wants to do all the nice things, go have more steak. Is that what Yaakov means with Reishav B'Shalva? What do you think it means? He wants to have a good time, enjoy life for a change. He's had such a tough life, he wants to enjoy, relax. That's not what it means. Of course, that's not what it means. What it means, he wants not to have the tzaris, and he wants to be Reishav B'Shalva, to be kula asuk in Talmud Torah, to learn, to stomach, to teach his family, teach his grandchildren, whatever it was at that time. He wants to sit and do mitzvahs. He wants to harv and be an Eved Hashem without all the negative problems he had until now. That's what he wanted to do. They want to have a good time. It's not, I want to have fun. He wants to have fun. He doesn't want to have fun. It's not what he wants. He wants to, you know, not to have all the tzaris, which impede his avodas Hashem, but rather he wants to go ahead and learn Torah all day. He doesn't want to do other things. He wants to go and learn and teach Torah. So he wants to do mitzvahs. That's what Bikish Yaakov Reishav B'Shalva means. What else does it mean? So what's so terrible about that? He can't do that. I mean, what's wrong? Number two, he says, and especially the flip side of the coin, Yaakov did have a very, very unusually hard, tzaris-filled life, right? Whether it's his Esav, Tzaros Shel Esav, and Lavan, and Dina, every step of the way away from his father, Yaakov, for 22 years, right? 22 years, he was away for so many years. Well, it was a tremendous amount of tzar. Is it so terrible? Well, tzaddik is not supposed to ask, you know, please Hashem make it easier for me. That's what Yaakov wanted. Hashem says, no, you can't have it. It's not right. Why can't he have it? Number one, he wants ruchnis. He wants mitzvahs of learning Torah. That's what he wants, mustama. And number two, he's coming with a good background, so to speak. You know, he went through all the trials and tribulations. He went in and suffered tremendous yisurim in his lifetime. Right? All the emotional and pains that he had, whether it's Esav and Lavan and Dina and separation from his father and Tzaros Shel Esav. So he didn't want any of that anymore. Well, what's so terrible? That's Rav Simcha Zisal's question. So Rav Simcha Zisal answers like this. What's Pshat in the Rashi? He says, because we human beings do not understand, do not have any hakara, recognition of what's hard and what's easy, what's good and what's bad in the physical way. It's all, you know, we think, you know, a person gets, gets an accident and it's trying about the pain. It's all relative. It's not pshat, this is terrible, painful. No. He says, but pshat, as he says, is that Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what real enjoyment is on one hand. He knows what real sorrows are on the other hand. And Hashem makes a cheshbon. Hashem says, I want what's best for Tzaddik. I want what's best for Yaakov Avinu. And it's not shayach for a person to go ahead and reach the highest levels of shlemus and the highest levels of eventual olam haba if he has an easygoing life all the time, no problems, no challenges. Okay, he'll learn Torah, he'll do mitzvahs, you know, but without the challenges, without what we call the hardships, the physical or emotional hardships, it's not shayach. He says, a dakas, the refum tzara agra, if a person does pashat hashgafa, if a person does a mitzvah two different times, and one time he does it under tremendous duress, tremendous hardship, tremendous yisur, and tremendous challenges, he says, you know how much more schar there is in Olam Haba, and how much more shleimus a person reaches when a person does that kind of mitzvah vis-a-vis the same person with different times as a mitzvah. It's no big deal. It's easy. No challenges. He can learn Torah because he has nothing else to do. His parnas taken care of. That's easy. That's not kedai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Yaakov Avinu, so to speak, he says, I can't. This man wants Olam Haba. He wants to reach the highest levels. There's only one way to reach it, he says. Someone like Yaakov, who can handle it, obviously. Hashem wouldn't give it to us because we probably couldn't handle it. And a much lower level of hardship is what we can endure. But to reach the highest level, which Yaakov can reach, Hashem says, I have to give him more tzaras, more challenges. A challenge has to be viewed, Rabbi Ola, as an opportunity. It's not, it's so hard, and hardship. I hurt myself the other day, and my stomach hurts, and there was the chicken wasn't good at this. Everyone, my Rebbe's yelling at me, and my mother's yelling at me, my kids don't like me, don't like me. Those are all hardships, but they're challenges, they're opportunities to become bigger and better people. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu sees, knowing exactly what's valuable, what's not, and what's hard, and what's easy, and what's good, what a good life is, what a fun, I guess, life is, in Olam Haba, Hashem says, what's the best thing for Yaakov is he can't have it both ways. You can't, it's just not shayach. To have the best of both worlds, it doesn't happen. The best of Olam Haba comes because when a person endures hardships and physical or emotional hardships and turmoil, and then he, in spite of that, he serves Hashem, he does what's right, doesn't rebel, and learns more Torah, and does more mitzvahs. That, Rabbi Osai, is the greatest opportunity we can have for growth and having a good life. Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. That's what it means. So Hashem says, I want the best for Yaakov. You can't get Olam Haba with having an easy life at Olam Hazeh. So Rabbi Osai, it's important for us to just keep that in mind. We all have hardships. Whether it's the prick of the finger with a pin, or whether it's a tougher hardship, but everything has to be, we have to train ourselves to recognize that this hardship I can utilize to become a millionaire, I can become a gadol through this, I can become a great person, become a greater shalom, and eventually get more Olam Haba for this. It's such an opportunity. Now, of course, we have to recognize, no one's saying that, I'm not saying, well, Rabbi Osai, when you walk out of the shmooz, you go out and you go ahead and say, Hashem, please give me tzaras. Please give me hardships. No, we're not supposed to be doing that. That's not for us. That's Hashem's cheshbon. He knows what we can handle, what we can't handle. But the bottom line is, when a person does have something which is a pressure or a hardship or a physical or emotional, whatever type of hardship it might be, we have to realize, Rabbi Osai, this is what Hashem is providing for us to enable us. It's an opportunity. A challenge, a hardship is an opportunity. It's not an obstacle. It's an opportunity to grow, to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to become a bigger shalom, to get more Olam Haba, more schar, more fun in the world to come, so to speak. That's what it is. And I both say, makes such a big difference when a person recognizes this. Walk around, he feels the hardship. Oh, he's so depressed. Why do I get this? Why does Hashem want from me? What do my parents want? My Rebbe, my Talmud, my Chavra? What do they want from me? Everyone's bothering me. Everyone's bugging me so hard. They're bugging me? Oh, I'm going to respond the right way, in a positive way, to see what Hashem wants me to do. How should I respond? You ask your Rebbe, you ask your Chavra, you consult, you talk. What should I do in this situation? That brings to greatness, it brings to growth, it brings to shlemus, it brings to Olam Haba, it brings to close to Hashem, it brings to, as Chazal tells us, Olam Hazeh also. It's not just, you know, okay, I'm going to be someone who's resigned to torturous life. No, it gives him better om hazeh, the Rosh Yeshiva always tells him. Chazal talk about them first, and Bali Mus talk about when a person reacts and responds properly to all the hardships that he's thrown at him in om hazeh. Yes, true om hazeh. He might have physical pain, he might have emotional pain, but he has such a sipuk nefesh, he has such a ruchni, such a simcha sachaim he has. Because he knows it's all for a good, so it's what Hashem wants him to do, and Hashem wants that to happen to him. Hashem wants him to respond, he gives an opportunity. This Shabbos, I think, is so important and such a crucial thing throughout our lives and everything we do. A person machazik himself in this, a person understands it clearly, and b'shas nesayim, b'shas the challenge, a person has to grab a hold of himself, say, how am I feeling? What am I doing? I feel a little down. I feel a little upset. I feel a little tight. It's like, well, what? I can't. I want to go ahead and do what's right. I want to feel good about it. I want to know. I know that Hashem is watching me right now and challenging me and saying, how should I respond to this? And if I respond in a proper way, it's tovo b'olam hazeh and tovo b'olam habah.